Welcome back, everyone. This episode, we're having our year end year review for 2023. And dude, I know like every year gets just better and better. So I really appreciate that we can do these episodes just to like reflect and be appreciative of like all of the crazy ass abundance we've experienced.
As we're filming this, it's currently what, like March 1st?
So yes, March 2nd.
We're March 2nd, yeah. It's March 2nd.
I just looked at the time, it's 12:22, March 2nd. I just saw like twos just all in a row.
Just a bunch of twos. Yeah. So we're a little late. It's just been like a very busy year and stuff like that. But yeah, like I just want to recap just some of 2023, and just also, it's honestly a lot of this is just for ourselves, like in the future, like looking back at kind of like a time capsule of what 2023 looked like. Obviously, we're not gonna be able to fill in on everything or even most things, but I think it's cool to share, like, cool to share our spiritual, the way our spiritual journey, or yeah, our spiritual journey, our practice has evolved over last year. And as well as like the fun and memories and manifestations and developments that we have along the way. So where should we get started?
Ooh, do you want to start off with like how your January last year was? Like what were some of your intentions? Like, remember?
Did we come off of the podcast run? Was that last year?
Yeah,
and we did the present series. That was the focus, right? Later. Was it that year?
Yes. That feels like so long ago. What the hell?
Sure.
Yeah, no way. Yeah. Because right. I remember because a few of those episodes I smoked up, and that was the
last year. You guys talked about the sober stuff. You guys talked about sober stuff too. We still gotta do that shit, that episode. That's crazy. But the sober update. Alright, so before last year ended, so just to recap a little bit, before last year ended, me and Jasmine decided to hop on and drop like 4 or 5 like episodes of just like my core teachings, and it headed into the year. I'm like, okay, my priority this year at some point is to really drop my core teachings, because I was kind of like getting tired of making videos and just not having the background information for you guys to understand where I'm coming from when I talk about practicing presence and stuff. So a lot of last year was focused on getting my core teachings right, and then teaching presence at the time was such a daunting task. Like, it was like, how can I even do this? Like, I didn't know how to do this in terms of content and stuff. So I tried my best to cook everything up, and me and Jasmine, we did a whole like thing, or a whole that first ultimate guide to presence, like that part one and part two, like that was life changing, right? Yeah. Like we did that, and after we did that, I remember after we wrapped that up, like me and Jasmine were on the podcast, we're just chatting, we're just chilling, and then we were like, "Yo, let's celebrate!" And we're like, yo, what if, like, we're just joking around, like, yo, what if you came down and we went to Orlando and went to, like, theme parks? Yeah.
That was last year. God damn.
What was that, February or March, or what was that?
That was for sure after, I think, like, that was in March or April, actually, because I remember that was after I got my tattoo in Bali.
Oh, you went to Bali. Oh, yeah. Bro, yeah, I went to Colorado. You went to Bali. It was wild. So, anyways, so after all that stuff, yeah, we went to, so, like, literally, like, 2 days later, we saw each other. Like, literally, like, not the next day, but, like, the day after the next day, like, we were, like, hanging out. and so we went to SeaWorld, and we intended, like, our mindset was like, okay, let's manifest like that fast pass, like a VIP experience.
Yeah.
And you know, like, we went to theme parks before, and it was like hella packed every time, long ass line. But this time, for whatever reason, there was only like really like two
Roller coaster.
main roller coasters that were available, and there was like hella people there, and somehow the waits were like less than like 3 minutes or something crazy. And so we went on each roller coaster like 20 times. Like
Yes.
literally the last hour, literally nonstop roller coasters, like non-fucking stop, like for hours, right?
Yeah.
And it was just so, it was like thinking back on it, that was so wholesome and amazing, right?
Yeah.
Like that whole trip was so nice, like damn. The steakhouse and everything. But anyways, so
Yes.
yeah, anyways, so while all this was happening, right? One of my short videos that I did for TikTok, yeah, remember?
Blew
So
up.
blew up, right? And so it was like a video, a clip of like from the Presence series, right? I think it's like, yeah, it just went viral, like, or I think it's at like over 200, 300K right now,
I
wherever, right?
remember, yo, at SeaWorld, I think before we linked up, it was like already at like 30K, and then while we were together in Florida, like it just jumped to like 70, 80, 90, then you broke the 100K, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, so it was great because like we were like waiting in line real quick, and then we just
Yes.
pull out our phone, right? And I'm like, oh shit. And then pull out our phone like the next 30 minutes, like, oh shit, like let's run this shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
That
that
is
was
so.
like crazy, right? That was amazing, right? Like holy fuck. And then steakhouse, whatever. Next day, you wanna tell about Volcano
Dude,
Bay?
next day we go to Volcano Bay. I don't know what, like, we get there, like, we're just so excited seeing the whole scenery and, like, the actual big ass volcano. I had, like, this Hawaiian Polynesian
Wait,
theme.
what is Volcano Bay? Explain that real quick. Like, what it is? Volcano
What was
Bay,
what?
like Volcano Bay. So, a water theme park.
Oh, it's a what? Yeah. It's part of Disney, right?
No, I think it's Universal, low key. Yeah, I think it's
Universal.
Universal.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But it's a water park. Yeah, a huge one.
So we figured, like, and like the whole theme of that trip was just like to have fun at like amusement parks, basically. So we got this roller coaster rides at SeaWorld and then Volcano Bay, like just the water activities. And my favorite moment, bro, like my favorite memories is just as part of the volcano in it, there's like this big, crazy water slide, like where you just like free fall and drop. And it's like you're pretty
Straight
much
down.
straight down, you're going vertical, and it's like a good, like, what, 50, 60 feet.
Tall spot.
For whatever reason, we just decided, like, as soon as we got there, we put our bags down and we just instantly started walking up the volcano and just like waited for that ride. And I'm sure it was the same for you, bro. Like, my heart was racing so bad, and I think it was one of those things where it's like, nah, dude, we conquered so many fears on that. Like, I think it was like a great practice just to like let go of like our logical thinking and our mind and like let go of like the fear, the feeling of fear, and just like go for it. And it's like, dude, we had such a great time. And
Yeah.
bro, like that feel out, I still remember that feeling, bro, like going into the slide. And it's so crazy because you get into the pod, you cross your arms and your legs, and then like sometimes the instructor, they'd be like, three, two, and then just drop you.
So there's like a trap door on the bottom,
Yeah.
right? So you're standing in like this pod, and then there's like the floor on the bottom opens up when the conductor presses the button. So you're just standing there, and it's just like you're about to fucking free fall any second.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit was like such a mind game. And yeah,
Yes.
I definitely was definitely practicing hella presence like for that, because I was like,
Same here. Yeah.
oh
So we did that like right off the bat. And I think that just set the tone because we're like, all right, like anything else do we do? Like, we're just gonna have hella fun. Bro, remember the raft rides? We just got
I
like
know,
all
those
those
are
big
so
tubes.
fun. Those are my
Those are,
favorite.
dude, that was so fun. And I just loved being that energy, like, of just like,
I
what are we
know.
gonna do next? Let's try out this ride. Let's try out this ride. Like, we just got to be like big ass kids for like 2 days
That's what I'm
straight.
saying. Like that was like the experience, the theme park experience that I've wanted my whole life,
Me
right?
too.
Like it's because before it's like you're with your family or like the rides take forever, but that's the first time where it's just like non-fucking stop,
Yeah.
right? Yeah, and we went at our own pace, like, and I just want to quickly share about the challenges, right? Like, so what's funny was I had just learned how to swim, like around that time, and. I still, and at the time, I still wasn't good at like, I couldn't float at the time, and I couldn't tread water at the time. I still can't really tread water, to be honest. Like, I still gotta practice that. But So there was this one ride out of nowhere that was like, okay, you need to be a, it said like, you need to be a really good swimmer. 'Cause yeah, like for this ride and stuff, like the pool's gonna be deep and everything, and it's gonna shoot you out, whatever. And at first I was like, nah, let's not do it. And, you know, Jasmine was being considerate. She's like, yeah, you know, let's not, we don't have to do it. Or she's like, oh yeah, I'll just go up by myself or something. I'm like, fuck no, like I'm going up too. Like, fuck it. So I booked it, we booked it, and then I was so fucking nervous. 'Cause like that was something for me that was like life or death. 'Cause it was like, I don't know. It was just really
That's cool.
nerve-wracking.
Yo, that fear, like I experienced it too, dude. Like I was just like, it's almost like paralyzing, right? And it's like, yeah, like how do you overcome that?
Right. Like, it was like physically, like I physically was so tense because I had no idea if I'm, I mean, I obviously I know worst case scenario bodyguard like gets my body or something, right? But like I just, it was just like, I don't know what's gonna happen, what that slide's gonna be like, what the drop, how it's gonna drop me in the water. If I get in the, when it drops me in the water, how do I get out of the water? Like, am I able to swim in deep water? Like getting, you're basically diving into deep water and then learning how to swim out of it. Like, I've never done that before. I just learned how to like barely swim. And as you go up the line, the dude at the door, he's like, they ask everyone, like, are you a strong swimmer? And I'm just like, yeah, 100%. So that was like really nerve-wracking too. So I got up there, and as we're going up there's like these crazy intense drums that was playing. It was like, doo, 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 doo. I feel like I was about to like face the final boss. Like, it was
Real.
crazy. Like, that was such a crazy moment. I know it doesn't sound that crazy, but it was so intense for me because just my fears of swimming and stuff. We got to the top. The lady was like, are you a strong swimmer? I was like, yeah. And then, yeah. So we went down and I went down the slide and everything. So it was like really like, yeah, it went all over the place. And then like, finally, yeah, I, you know, fell into the water and everything. And to my surprise, like I swam super well, like out of it. And I was just super shocked. And that just felt like a life-changing moment for me, like where I was like, wow, like I've conquered this huge fear that I've had for a long time. Yeah, but anyways, and we will talk about the Costa Rica, your experience in Costa Rica later as well. But yeah, so that was that. And then I mean, yeah, we had a great time, but yeah, that was fun little trip we had. Super fun trip.
And then after, oh wait, no, I was in Bali first. I forgot when I went to Bali, honestly. March something. Or yeah, I don't know. Oh yeah, like pretty much the end of March, and then we met up for Florida. And then I was in Costa Rica starting like mid to end April. So then like I hosted a retreat with Carla. I was chilling. I think like pretty much a few days after that retreat, then you came to Costa Rica, dude. Yo, that was such a freaking epic few days, dude. My one of my favorite moments, the ATV rides, bro. And I'll never forget, yo, that sick ass moment when I think like a car was coming up. You were making a turn and I was smoking a cigarette. And like as soon as your head turned, I gave you the cigarette to puff. I'm like, yo, that was so perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that was like some shit out of a movie. That was crazy.
And we basically got to dude, we were just like cruising and having music on blast, like just singing our ass off.
We had
And
all of Costa Rica to ourselves in a way,
yes,
you know?
yeah, dude, it was just so fun to go like off the road and on the dirt roads, going through the forest and stuff. And then we had a moment. One of our intentions for the ATV was to head down to like to visit this waterfall. And just to preface, so I it paused.
Yeah, I think it
Oh.
paused. So, what would you say? What your intention for the ATV or whatever?
Oh, for the ATV, we wanted to go visit a waterfall. So we head down there, and even before that, we made like a pit stop. I think we just got like a little bit lost finding the exact entrance, and we ended up like going to like this brewery, and I bought us some of those like really good passion fruit drinks. So that was like so refreshing. And then we get to the waterfall, and it was just so awesome just to like be in that rainforest and like going through the trails. And there was like a good three waterfalls, and then like there was like this major one. And before we got to the major one, we were following the trail pretty well. And this dude out of nowhere, barefoot, shirtless, he just comes up to us at one point, like after we visited that like the second waterfall, and he just comes up to us and he tells us like, oh, you don't have to follow like this specific trail, just go down here, like you're gonna see like the waterfall that like everyone wants to see. And we're like, bet. So it's like we just had like this angel in disguise coming to guide us. And when we got there, oh, it was so beautiful, just like that big open water, and people were just like chilling on the rocks. The beautiful waterfall. There was plenty of space to swim. And they had rocks where you could kind of just like climb up and then jump off into the water. And I ended up having to go through my own fear because in Costa Rica, I went to Costa Rica twice.
Yeah, no.
Oh my, I completely forgot about that.
No.
Holy shit. So when I went to Costa Rica the first time in January, I was also at a completely different waterfall, and I've never had a fear of water. Like, I'm such a great swimmer. Like, I'm a Pisces. Like, the water is my best friend. But when I went to that first waterfall, I think it was like a good 10, 15-foot drop. As soon as I got there, like, I just like took off my clothes into my bathing suit, and I was running, and I accidentally slipped on water. Dude, I should have had a more head start. Only a little part of my ankle hit the rocks at the bottom. Bro, I was inches from hitting the rocks. Like, I have never felt so more divinely protected in my life. And that was one of the first times I ever remember, like, just coming out of the water. Like, my whole body was in complete fear, just like thinking of like the worst case scenario. And that whole time afterwards, like, I just knew I had to jump off again because I didn't want this fear stuck with me. So, and it was so cute. Like, this little boy, these two little boys saw me. Like, everyone who was there was just like, what just happened? Because it's like they knew like the disaster that was about to happen, like once I slipped. And these two little boys, like, they just kept running and jumping off just to show me that it was okay. And then like I got there and I'm like, again, completely paralyzed in fear. And I was like, I know I have to do this. And then people at the bottom of the water, they're like cheering me on, like, come in, just jump. So I jumped. I got rid of that fear at the time. But then when you and me were in Costa Rica, and it's like, bro, that was a tiny ass jump, like the waterfall we went to. And I got it up there, and it's like my whole body was like stuck in fear again. And what got me through it was thinking about Kobe. Like, what would Kobe do right now? So thank you, Kobe Spirit, for like helping me conquer that fear. So yeah, that was like such a great, I think that whole, all of our experiences just like showed us that like, girl, fear is like, it's just another emotion that like we
Yo,
don't have to.
let me tell my perspective of that real quick. So first of all, ATV was amazing. We get there and we walk up, and after like 5 minutes, we discovered this like nice, like small, like waterfall pond thing, like, and it was like a small like water oasis, and we went in there. And we just chilled, and it was so nice. It was like, damn, if that was a prize, like, shit, that would've been great already. So, but anyways, that's when Jasmine taught me how to float. Like, I learned how to float because of you right there in that moment.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
Yeah, I
that.
learned how to float because of you in that moment. Then we chilled, and then we decided to go up some more. And yeah, that was so much fun. Damn, I'm just thinking back to that cigarette passing moment with ATV. Now I remember that shit was so epic.
Was so
So I caught this
baller,
way, like we just like that was so epic.
bro.
Wait, I was driving, right?
Yeah, you were
Wait,
driving,
so
yeah.
I was making a turn, right, or something, and then
Yeah,
like
so then it's like
yeah.
I'm sitting behind you, so it's like I got to see your face, and I just like handed you. I was holding the cigarette for you to take a puff,
Yo, that was so
and then you
literally,
skirted.
yeah, like I made like a nice ass turn, and the next thing I see
Yes.
is Jasmine put like the cigarette to my face, and I just hit that shit and floored it like like on a movie, like while my head was turning to look at the other lane, like I just hit the cigarette, like floored it
Yes.
out. That's so crazy. Like, we should have known we was about to have an epic day. And there was music, there was like probably like rap music playing too. So
Yeah. Oh
anyway,
yeah, we had a
yeah,
blast.
anyway, so back to the waterfall. At the waterfall, we was going up to the main attraction. Jasmine told you like this amazing guy was just like, "Yo, guys, go this way." And so we took a shortcut, but the thing with the shortcut was like you have to like scale the side of the fucking like mountain. Like you can't walk, you gotta like there's a rope and you have to scale it. So we scaled it to the other side, and then we discovered like the pr main prize was just like this amazing waterfall. And it was like a huge, it's really deep. It's a waterfall and it's like a pond almost, like a on the bottom of it. And there's like so many people chilling there. And from my perspective, it's like, oh, okay, I'm facing my fears of water again. Am I facing my fears of swimming? Okay, like last time, 3 months ago, when I was in Orlando, when that whole experience with the water park happened, I conquered some fear of being able to swim in a deep lake, you know, whatever. This time it was like wow, like I don't know, it was just like people were jumping off cliffs, like and like the water was so deep. So at first I just stayed like at towards the edge, and just kind of held on while Jasmine was doing her thing. And then at some point I was like, you know what, I want to test myself. I want to swim to the other side, of the like up the pond, like which is kind of far, especially for me. And it was like, if I get to the other side, it's like there's barely any like things to hold on to either. And if I fuck up, like it's like a super fucking deep lake, right? Like it's like, you know, but I swam and swam. I got to the other side like really easily, and I was so confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
That was
that was
awesome.
awesome. And then now I'm feeling like okay. And then I see people jump off of like the cliffs and stuff, and I'm like, I can't do that. And then like 5 minutes later, it's like I was kind of starting to warm up to it. I was like, Jasmine, you know, what if we did this or that? And then we started jumping off. At first, it was like a really short cliff. Like, it's not even a cliff.
Yeah.
It's not even a cliff. It was just like
Like
you
a
just jumped
baby.
in. Yeah, like a baby cliff, right? We did that. And you know, my fear is not the cliff itself. It's just more like jumping into the water and like swimming out of it, right? So I did that, and I felt so great. And then there was like a higher cliff on the other side. And it's like, you know, it's not like too tall, but it's like tall enough for me where it's intimidating and you're jumping into deep water. So I did that like and I felt great and I kept doing that. But then like to my surprise, yeah, like Jasmine was like super fearful and I'm like, what the fuck? Like Jasmine, everyone knows Jasmine's like the best swimmer of all time. Like when it comes to water, like that's her shit. Like I and she's like generally like the most like she's generally like the most adventurous and rule breaking person in the group, but she was just kind of like, nah, like, and then, yeah, so we spent like literally like 15, 20 minutes, I swear, like just like getting Jasmine to overcome this fear. And then other people started to like, I don't know, like watch and stuff. And then you finally jumped in, and I was like, wow, like we fucking did that. And then I think you jumped in again after that.
Yeah, I did it a few times afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's like I low key still felt that fear, but I'm glad I just did it and
Yeah.
went for it just because I didn't want to be stuck in
Yeah,
that.
and then we're about to leave, and my glasses fell, and it like, yeah, my glasses fell into the bottom of the lake, and I had no glasses. So I went the rest, yeah. So that led me to where I am now, where I stopped wearing glasses and stuff, which is honestly like really great, and I love it. But I have contacts, but you know, whatever. It's a long story, but it's amazing. I really appreciate where I am now. But anyways. So yeah, on the way, and I drove here. I was like, "Fuck! Like, how am I supposed to drive?" So on the way back, yeah, like she took the ATV. We drove back, whatever. But so many like powerful moments was happening, right? And just it's so special every time. So that happened. Oh, and before, just really quickly, before that, so I started to do 6 month manifestations, meaning I started to break my life into 6 month chunks. And so from January to June, all I wanted to do was to quit my job. And basically, I had decided that, okay, I'm going to quit my job around June-ish. Like my last day was Mother's Day because, you know, Mother's Day, that restaurant gets really busy. So I wanted to be there. That's my last day. And then literally like, I headed out to Costa Rica. Literally, I got done with Mother's Day. That was my last shift. I came home, packed, didn't even sleep, and just straight up drove in my Porsche to Miami to catch the flight. Literally, yeah. So it was literally the same day, right? My last day at work. I literally, yeah, that night I drove to Miami. And it was a big leap of faith because it was like I should have some savings before I go to Costa Rica because I need some money because my family no, nobody was supporting me because everyone was like, "Yo, you shouldn't quit. Like you should keep working and stuff." Like they didn't. No, nobody supported me quitting, and it was like if I run out of money and stuff, then I fucking have to return to work, which fucking sucks, right? That would suck because everyone, you know, like I already told everyone I'm gone. Like everyone's supporting me and. Or everyone outside of my family was supporting me. So the return to work was would be a huge slap in the face. Like for a lot of reasons. I'm a spiritual teacher and I fucking can't quit work. Like I can't manifest like that in the next stage of my life. Like, you know? And so I had like a little bit of money saved up, but not too much. But I thought it would be enough to go to Costa Rica and come back and have a little bit of a leeway and get my coaching business going, which my coaching business like really wasn't getting any clients at that time. So it was taking a huge leap of faith. My one of the main reasons, by the way, I did all of this was because I really started to practice the focus wheel by Abraham Hicks. Like I really took that seriously, and so I started to see shifts in my life more and more. And I'm like, I can clear through this. I can clear through this. And my technique at the time wasn't that effective, but I was like, I can do this. I can do this. Like I know like these focus wheels somehow like. They were making a difference at the time. My technique, like I said, was nowhere near as effective as it was now, but I still believed in it. So I did a lot of clearing and stuff. Anyways, I get to the airport at like, I don't know, probably like what, 6, 7 a.m.
Yeah, it was in the morning.
Yeah, whatever. And it was Frontier, right? And I vividly remember I had like 90 minutes before like the boarding. And like everything, right? And I remember like there was literally no line. And then the sign, there was a sign that tells you the estimate wait time for like how long it takes to pass the security and get through all everything. And it was like less than a minute. Like, so I'm like, sweet. But I get to the gate and they have like this automatic gate and you have to sign, you have to scan your boarding pass and so on your phone. So I get my phone and I try to scan it. And they were like, you can't get through. And I was like, what the heck? So I was like looking for like a customer service person at the Frontier desk, but there was no one there. And I waited for like 5 minutes, no one showed up. 10 minutes, no one showed up. Eventually, I talked to a security guard and I was like, hey, what's going on over here? Like, I need some help and no one's here. And the security guard's like, oh, like, you have to get there 2 hours before the boarding or something, or the flight or something. Like exactly 2 hours before, like if any less than that, like you can't get in. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? And like, I don't, you know, and then there will be no one to help you because the staff only shows up at like exactly certain span of time. And I was like, what the hell? So I was like, what the fuck? I just literally paid so much for all these tickets and I can't get through. And so I was talking to Jasmine. I'm like, damn, the next ticket was like close to like $1,000. And it was like, I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, damn, I'm seriously gonna have to drive home. Like, this is, I was supposed to quit my job and go to Costa Rica. And now to drive home, like, empty handed, just lost all my money. Like, I was like, wow, maybe I'm supposed to go back and quit and continue working or something. Like, wow, like, I just don't have what it takes. It's like this stuff doesn't work. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna take a break, not worry about it. So I took a break. When I came back, I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna book this ticket. I'm gonna spend the last of my money to book this ticket. Go to Costa Rica, fuck it. And so I'm gonna come back with no money, but fuck it. So I've spent the rest of my money basically booking all these flights. Because, you know, once you get to Costa Rica, you got to book other flights and stuff. So I spent all of my money and stuff. And then, yeah, I went to Costa Rica, had the most amazing time, even though I didn't have much money. We didn't have much. I didn't have much. So I was like, damn, But yeah, I came back, and then coming back, the first few months was such a struggle. Like, it was like I had all the free time in the world, but I had so much pressure because I'm little to no money, and I wasn't really getting clients. And my family was pressuring me hella, like it was like crazy. And so I started to really, that's when everything took the next level with my practice. I started to do, I took my focus rules to the next level. I discovered this book, The Astonishing Power of Emotion, and the back of the book, like I started to read all the ex examples, and it was just like all about the focus rules, and I started practicing and trial and erroring it, and basically that's how I started to discover this new level of focus rules that was way more effective for me. And I'm still perfecting it every day, and it's got more and more powerful. And it's the stuff that I teach my clients. And now, I'm helping my clients make huge shifts. Now I got clients, and I help those clients make huge shifts based off of this process, right? That I was developing ever since I got back from Costa Rica. And at the same time, I started to take my positive manifestation affirmations to the next level. Beginning of the year, I was only doing like 5 minutes on like top on each topic and stuff. And that alone, just doing that every day, was huge for me. But I started to take my that to 1 hour a day. Like, so I started to take like my career manifestations to like 1 hour of affirmations and stuff, minimal a day. And between that and clearing resistance and getting better at and better at it, things just took another things really just started taking another level. I got to the point, yeah, it was like, damn, like anytime I get stuck on money or whatever, or I reach a plateau, I would just clear and clear and clear, and then the next phase of clients and money and stuff will come in. And yeah, and I just started doing really well by the end of the year. So my first 6 months was to quit my job, and my second half was be able to quit my job and be completely free and be able to have enough money to sustain my life, right? And just live good, right? And like, yeah, and then like, so the last 6 months of my life, like it was like I wake up every day and I'm just completely free, and I just do whatever I want, and I take clients. I'm just doing my passion every day. I drive around in a Porsche all day. I take care of my sister. Me and my sister hang out. So every day is just like wonderful, and I just reach this point where it's just like, wow, like the money is coming in, and I have complete freedom. And so I reached that point. So yeah, that's kind of like the year. And then I guess we should talk about next 6 months, like by the end of this call, like what's our goal by, so we'll talk about that in a minute, but I just want to get that out of the way. That's sort of what my spiritual practice has evolved and kind of like what's been the theme of my life. Yeah, that's mostly why I had to share. Like, I don't really know what else I have to share. Oh, karaoke, man, me and Jasmine started doing karaoke. Oh, life changing. Karaoke's the
We
best.
took a whole different level, bro. I think the first one, oh, that was our first real karaoke experience together in Koreatown in New York City. It was me, you, and Haiti. Bro, we had such a blast. Like, that was so fucking wholesome. Like, we were all so into it. And then we got to have a round two with an even bigger group. So it was like Marty Kit came all the way from the UK. And like, we've been known her for like years through the meditation group. And she had her friend Hamza there. So
Crazy.
just like big group of us. And bro, like, I think we booked like 3 hours. So we were all just like flowing, and everyone is just so talented too. But I love that about our group. It's like we all feel so free to just like sing our hearts out, you know? And just be into it. There's no like insecurity or anything. And then me and Andy had such an epic time. We were recently in Miami for a Sick Kick concert at a strip club.
In the strip club, we ended up in a strip club, like a nice ass strip club, like by accident.
I had no idea we would ever have a strip club experience together,
Yeah.
and yet we had like a huge high-end experience in Miami.
And also, like, it was funny because I was telling me and Jasmine was talking about how we didn't even like tr we didn't that was not by plan. So it was like source, the universe just wanted us there. Like, that's the only reason, like, Source wanted us at a strip club.
For real. So just like titties everywhere with Sick Kick.
Yeah.
We had such a blast. And then the next, oh yeah, dude, that was just a weekend.
That was like a month
Jeez.
ago.
The soul food, bro. Oh my God, that was, man, that was the
Hard chill,
oxtail
bro.
we
And
had. Oh my God,
just so,
that was a highlight.
yeah. I mean, even the working out together, kicking out our workouts. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. This is this year, all right? We're talking about the year that is the past, okay? So,
Oh, true. My bad.
yeah, come on. We're forget
Oh, my
spoilers.
bad.
Come
Oh, yeah.
on.
Let's stick to last year. But yeah, our karaoke is evolving.
Oh wait, you didn't even get to the point. We did karaoke in the Porsche.
That was this year, though, bro.
I know what I'm saying. Like, if you weren't gonna spoil that much, you gotta at least
Yeah, that's
say the
true.
point of why you just even said all that.
So the way our karaoke has evolved, and like we were practicing beforehand, like I have a whole playlist on YouTube now with like the karaoke videos to practice. So we met up recently and like we just had our own session. We made our own karaoke club in Andy's Porsche, like 2 hours, bro, just singing song after song. And then we get back to the hotel and watch the most epic
NBA game.
Lakers versus the Warriors
It's
game.
like triple
Like,
overtime or some shit.
that was so fun. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
I
Oh
mean,
my
yeah,
goodness.
there was so much magic to that, like the charcuterie board we just so happened to get like a few hours ago. Like that was so aligned. Like think about it, like we randomly was like, let's go to Whole Foods, right? Like we didn't know that it was gonna be for the most epic game ever.
The best snack you could have had.
Yeah, so it's like there's so much more to share, but you know, fuck it. Like that's just yeah, it's people won't even understand. But okay, all right. Any other kind of stories or whatever, your spiritual practice, your journeys before we start talking
Yeah,
about,
actually, mine could be super quick. And like, I'm so glad we're having this chat now because like, I realized like, wow, like, so last year, I would say my biggest spiritual practice game was evolving and releasing fears of like multiple kinds. And dude, I took like my imagination techniques and manifesting
Oh
techniques to a whole different.
yeah, you was on that shit.
Yeah, dude, like I'm still cultivating and realizing, dude, like I am the complete master of my reality, and everything that I'm experiencing is just a reflection of my inner world. Dude, it got to the point where I was manifesting, like I would imagine certain people texting me or telling me specific things, and it would happen to the point where I was actually getting freaked out about it. I was just like, whoa, like it's so, like, and like all of my imagination sessions have been almost happening either close to my vision or way better. And it's usually way better, honestly. So yeah, imagination game. I'm making the most money I've ever made in my life right now. I had to go through like my own like money issues and stuff like that, getting past that hurdle and really having even more faith and trust. And that was so fucking awesome. Like I promised myself never to get a full-time job, but my dad, that's another huge thing. Last year, I was always following my guidance, but last year, dude, like literally whatever my guidance told me, yes or no, I would follow it. So that's the only reason why. That's the only reason why I went to Costa Rica. I went to Bali. I went to Chile. Like, and I accepted a full-time position, which I'm so grateful for because I have completely revamped my whole approach to like. I like, and even my perspective of what it means to have time freedom, I'm realizing right now, it doesn't even matter what whatever I'm doing, I'm always gonna have freedom in that sense. Like, I'm the one who's choosing all of everything that I'm doing anyway. So I'm really glad I got to shift and got the opportunity to shift my experience of like, yes, yeah, like even if I have a full-time job, it's like that doesn't influence anything else in my life. Like, I can still have fun, like, and I can still enjoy my manifesting and imagination process through that. So it's so cool to just have like my worlds collide in that sense. Because I always found this separate. It's like, oh, I gotta work hard and do, be so strict and blah, 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 make money and then like have a baller ass life. But like now it's combined. And now it's, I get to work wherever I want to. So I was like working in Jamaica, in Chile, Costa Rica.
Evermix cruise you went on. I mean, you didn't. I don't think you worked there, but you went on the Evermix cruise to Alaska or to Hawaii.
So much happened
Dude,
last year.
remember you was like, yo, like I saw Jasmine post on Instagram, like she was like, yeah, it's been a light travel year this year. And I'm like, what the fuck? I had to like call her or some shit. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I had to like name off all the places she went. I was like, how the fuck can you say you had like you this is literally your best travel year. Like, what are you talking about?
Honestly, yeah, and I guess like for me it was light because I was used to traveling at least like once a month. And the main difference last year was it was the first time I would stay in one place technically, but for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
So like I was in Bali for 3 weeks, Costa Rica like combined, like maybe 3 months out of the year.
Jesus.
Chile for 2 weeks, Jamaica for a week. Yeah, it was a to me, yeah, I guess it was technically light, but like for me, because it's just like, and then all those trips to Florida, yeah.
Nah, ain't no way, bro. No way, bro.
Yeah.
This is no, I'm
Yeah.
sorry, bro. Like,
It felt light, dude, for me personally.
I'm just
But yeah,
saying.
you're right. Like, that was like one of my best travel
It
years for
is your best
sure.
travel year. There's no way you had a better travel year than that, bro.
And it's so, just one other thing, just in terms of fear. So that Bali trip at the beginning, like, end of March. That was my first solo trip. No one came with me, like no one from the group, no one. I was completely by myself, and like the fear was so strong. I guess just
Jesus.
like realizing, bro, I'm about to be halfway around the country completely by myself. And the fear was so strong, I was dead ass debating canceling that trip. But I was just like, nope, like I know I'm meant to be there. So I just went for it. And I'm so glad, like now. I appreciate solo traveling on a whole different level too. It's like, dude, I love traveling with you guys and stuff like that. But if I ever have, if the time comes where it's like, oh, it's like no one can join me on this trip, like I have no problem going by myself.
Bro, you're so strong for that shit, bro. 'Cause that's fucking scary. Like, even for me, like, so yeah, me and Jasmine, we're going to that Thailand in a few months. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, and that's like, yeah. So we're going to Thailand and stuff. And even though I'm going with Jasmine and stuff, like I have fears. And I'm Asian, so like for her, she's like, not Asian, and yeah, just going to the other side of the world, like, what the fuck? And not going with a friend or nothing, like, yo, because that's fucking insane. But, like, yeah, now it's just, like, easy for you, I'm sure. So it's, like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Bro, like that group energy is the same exact thing like as being alone. Bro, it's a pure alignment. Like every single moment that
Yeah.
I had in Bali led to me meeting the perfect person. And like that just it was like a whole chain of events and it was all connected. Like one person I met like at a waterfall helped me to get VIP to Calvin Harris concert. And then like from there I got in contact with like a private driver who set me up to go to a private island and like booked my whole ferry. Like it was just the it was I don't know why I ever not question like I gotta appreciate like the alignment more. Like everything flows so fucking perfect. Like why would I think like that wouldn't happen?
Right. Like that universal love and
That's
help
deep.
is gonna go
Yeah.
away or some shit. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like, oh, you in a new country now? Oh no, this shit don't, like, hey, we ain't helping you no more.
If anything, it was way stronger.
Right. Wow. That's a really good one.
Dude, when we're in Thai, bro, I can't even imagine what we're gonna
But I
experience in
feel like
Thailand.
this whole call is like pre-paving for that, as far as like, wow, we're realizing the magic that's all along the way.
Like everything that happened, like every time we meet up, dude, is just like pure magic.
But I just feel like Thailand's gonna be the accumulation. It's like, you know how like the Abraham Hicks cruise we went on, the Europe trip was so epic, but like combined with like the Miami trips, how like we were just enjoying hanging out with each other, like every trip, like
Yeah.
all that stuff, I feel like in one, like with this. And like I think me and my best friends, like we are I don't know, intending. I don't think we're fully like focused on it, but I guess in the back of our head, intending to like move closer together at some point, right? Like, and because I'm just thinking, like, man, what would make my life better? Like, what would make my life even better? And honestly, yeah, like it was like if I fucking lived close to my best friends, like just
Yeah,
close,
dude.
that would be fucking lit. And so I think Thailand is kind of like, I don't know, the beginning of that as well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say like oh, you want to talk about like the goals for the rest of this
I
year?
bet, yeah.
I could go first.
You can go first, but like, what do we like? All right, so I'm in my head, it's kind of like first 6 months goals and then like second 6 month goals, kind of.
I would say for me, like, in, since we're already in March,
Oh,
I
shit.
think, dude, like, I've done such amazing vibrational work at work, and just like, bro, like, becoming a rock star there, a rock star consultant, like, with the most minimal amount of effort ever, and just purely basing it off vibration, and like, my clients are so happy, like, that's just so awesome. And really, like, my family is transforming a lot, so I'm kind of going through that right now. So I would say like the next 3 months, technically, for the rest of this year, before Thailand, is just like I feel like I'm really building a solid foundation of like money coming in hella easily, plus like really getting stronger with my family and the fitness goals, bro. The reality body, like,
I don't even wanna.
yeah, that,
I feel like we can just. I don't know. Like that's too much to talk about. Like the fitness stuff. We'll save
yeah.
that. We'll save
So that's just my top three: work, body,
that.
family.
Okay.
Building a solid foundation for the rest, and then the second half of the year is just Thailand and whatever else the
Yeah.
universe is. Also, by the end of this year, I'm gonna have my custom Rolly that I'm gonna buy in Dubai.
Bet. Okay. Did you want to talk a little bit about your the podcast you started and then like the YouTube channel as far as like your journey with that, like what your intentions are with that and stuff?
Yeah, so right now, I've had a youth my personal YouTube right now, at Jasmine herself. I've been making weekly videos, and really it's just like it's pretty much a documentary of my life. So I just talk about like how I'm utilizing spiritual techniques and vibrational practices to like improve every area of my life. I kind of just keep a running documentary about like my journey right now, especially like with fitness and work and family. And then Ari and I started a podcast called Guided by Source. And I met Ari, well, Andy and I met Ari for the first time at the Europe Abraham Hicks Cruise 2022. So that's everything is so connected. So that's been going on. I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah, so sort of like what are your sort of your visions and intentions? Like what do you want that to be? You know, what is that like I guess, you know, by the end of the year or like, you know, just kind of do you see yourself, you know,
I would say I think like this is kind of this is the year of like setting certain foundations in place. And I was creating content before, but I think like this is the first time where like I really get to hone in on like editing skills and like having that practice of posting content consistently. And eventually it's like I know I'm not gonna have my full-time job forever. Like I'm pretty much just waiting for guidance to tell me when to quit. And I know like it's like I'm gonna transform that digital nomad into content creation. And I think like being more of a teacher and like wherever else. I don't have the exact vision of what I'm meant to do right now with all of that, but it's like I know it's leading me
I mean, I
there.
just feel like you choose the exact vision. There's no exact vision. You just choose it. Like, that's what I did for me. Like, I didn't know if I was going to coach or not. I was like, and I was struggling for 4 or 5 months, and it just felt like I wasn't supposed to coach. Like, the universe doesn't want me to coach or something. But it was just, I cleared that resistance and I kept with the vision, and it was just like, okay. So it's like, literally, for me, it was just like, I set the vision, I set the tone. And then, like, for me, it's like the guidance and everything, the path, it's just, it's calibrated. The GPS calibrates to that vision. But I tell everyone like, well, recently I've been telling people like, especially people who want to do content, but anything in life, like take 6 months to nurture that thing, but with vibrations. So meaning like, so Jasmine, like, you know, a while back, it's like she didn't have really like, she wasn't dropping content and stuff, but we knew whatever, but we knew like she wanted to eventually do online stuff, right? Like build a career, build a business online, whatever, right? Just, and she, you know, she didn't really have she wasn't really doing that much online at the time. And like I was just saying, like, man, like if you just take 6 months where just to nurture it, like it's a plant. And just nurture it with vibration. Do like 10, 20, 30 minutes of affirmations on it every day and clear resistance on it every day. And don't be impatient, right? Don't be like, oh my God, one day of creating content, nothing's working, like no one's viewed it, whatever. Like, give things 6 months of
Yeah.
more than enough time for any manifestation to really start blooming. So, for me, it was like it took me about 6 months to, get my business really going. Like, I had some sales and stuff, but it was like really sparse at first. But then it was like things really start to ripen, and then it's like after that first 6 months, then it's like full fucking bloom. So, so I think that's very important for everyone. Just like, yo, like a lot of things, like 6 months, a year is not a lot of time. So that's why I like doing the 6 month, plan your manifestations in 6 months, like first half of the year, second half of the year, to grow your garden. And a lot of manifestations you'll get quickly, but a lot of things like career or love or whatever, like, man, give it some fucking time, nurture it. Like physically, like weight loss, whatever, like nurture that shit, right? Like give it 6 months, like whatever. And Jugas, yeah. So anyway, so that's very important to me, and that's why we're talking about 6 month goals. So was there anything else for you to share with your first 6 month goals, or anything else you want to share before I share mine?
Yeah, that's it for me.
So for me, the way I see this 6 months is everything is about getting ready for Thailand, right? Thailand, it's so funny, like how things in my life are basically, I just know every June, every half of the year, like something epic is going to change in my
Goes
life.
crazy,
Right,
right?
right. Like, so I just know that for me right now, like every 6 months, it's like the beginning of the 6 month period, it's like a new harvest. And by the 6 months, like now you're receiving the full harvest of it. And it's like now your life is on a whole fucking different stratosphere, right? And then now you're planting a new garden based on that new level, right? So for me, like I said, the last 6 months before this year has been about building up, like just being able to make enough money online and stuff like that to just support my lifestyle of just being free and just being able to have money and just do whatever I want. And the next 6 months is really taking that to the next level, right? Like consistently making like $10,000 a month, my business or whatever, and more or whatever, and just really scaling up. And so I have a social media manager now, and I have so much content like I'm doing every day. But I also have I finished my book, and it's being edited and it's coming out soon. And basically, like that's everything. I'm giving my book my all, and it'll come out in a few months. But it's like that's my manifestation. That's what I want to nurture. So it's like for me, it's like by the end of this 6 months, right? By the end of June, before Thailand, I see myself having my book out and really having success with it, and
Yeah.
really taking that next level in my life, in my career, in my whatever book life, my sales, whatever, and yeah, take that next level. So that's kind of like my 6 month vision right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait for you and Corey to be New York Times
Well, saying
bestsellers.
and then oh no, and here's the thing, I haven't even been like doing a New York Times bestseller. I just want to be Amazon bestseller. I'd rather be an Amazon bestseller. I don't care about New York Times. Yeah.
Amazon
So
best.
I feel like that
All right.
was specific. That's something like I clearly like specifically wanted. Like, instead of New York Times, everyone says New York Times bestseller, right? Well, like fuck that. So
Yeah.
yeah. So that's kind of like what I've been feeding for the next 6 months. And I'm patient. So with clearing and everything, this is what it looks like. Let's say I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Let's say financially, right? I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And then I'll reach like a point where it's like, okay, I hit a plateau. But that's when I really step up the clearing. And then every time I clear for a few days, then like the next wave of manifestations on sales and money comes in, and I keep clearing and I keep being deliberate. And the next wave, next wave, next wave. So the 6 month period from January to June, it's like, I might not be a bestseller yet right now, or I don't, I'm not, I haven't hit my ultimate 6 month goal of, being super, doing a certain level of sales and just having my book drop and making a certain level of money off that. But in that meantime, I'm seeing hella manifestational developments day by day, week by week, month by month. And that's how your life should look like when you are clearing and being deliberate, effectively with your manifestation. It should look like constant day-to-day fucking strong developments, like day-to-day. And yeah, so even if you don't get like that lover or that whatever before 6 months or whatever, it's like you it doesn't even matter because, so it's like if your business the first month it does $500, the second month it does $1,000, the third month it does 1,500, and like you're seeing constant developments this whole time, like, and it's just like it doesn't even matter that you don't have like let's say your $10,000 a month yet, right? It's like you are like literally experiencing so much development and success in that moment where it's just like it's you can't even want anymore. You know, it's like if you want to lose, let's say 100 pounds, but you're losing something like 5 pounds a week, which is obviously astronomical. Like
Crazy.
you're not even like worried about, oh, I haven't lost 100 pounds yet, because it's like, wow, like I'm making so much progress, right? And you're doing so well, and constantly new things are developing, like wonderful, delicious things are happening the whole time, right? So anyways, that's very important. So that's my next 6 months goal, and I'm having a lot of content come out, whatever, blah 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 blah. Okay,
Yeah.
all right.
Dude, what an epic year-end review. And I'm glad we did this year too, because now we get to look back on this episode and just see at the end of this year and see like what manifested.
All right, wrap it up.
All right. I guess that's it. Thank you so much, everyone, and stay tuned
Stay
for
tuned.
next episode.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a crazy ass year again.
Yeah, for sure. All right.